In the second episode of the special Culture Perth and Kinross podcast, we catch up with Dr. Nikki Small as she discusses the Perth and Kinross project.
In our last podcast, I was talking to Project Officer for Perth and Kinross Remembers, Fiona Hall, and we had a great chat going over the project work she'd been undertaking and what some of the projects had been about and what work or material had been completed. And she's gone back to her job now, and we're just moving on with things and winding things up really overall. And as the project has drawn to a close, we were in touch with some of our groups and we wanted to ask them to tell us about the project. We wanted to know exactly what they've been doing, but we also wanted to know what inspired their work and also to tell us how important the work had been to them. We also wanted to know how it had affected them. Had they benefited in some way? Had they learned new skills, or they met new people, or become involved in different activities, or maybe it had it influenced their well-being, anything like that. And the final thing we wanted to know was about their communities. Had their work and their project and whatever they've been doing had any effect on their town or their village life and their societies or groups or people they'd met, or did they feel more involved locally within their communities? Did they feel there was a lasting impact on their work? So these were some of the questions we were asking. So today I've chosen just a few of the groups we worked with, and I'm going to use their words to share their reflections on their project work with you. Now, the first group I'm going to talk about was Creef Remembers, and they organised a major community event over the summer of 2017. Now, during 2014, 15 and 16, they held a series of open days, and the idea with the open days was to collect and inform themselves and assess the quality and the quantity of private collections of World War I memorabilia and artefacts. Now, they knew from their own connections that there was a lot of people out there in Creef and the surrounding Strathmore area that had a lot of material. And after these great collecting days, I mean, really, they were just people bringing in stuff. You know, they put out calls and they let people know they were happening in certain places, and folk turned up with all kinds of things, postcards, badges, letters, family albums, all kinds of things. So people just turned up and showed us what they had. It was brilliant. But what they wanted, Creef Remembers wanted all these submissions to be digitally recorded for posterity, along with the details of the people who owned them. And a selection they wanted to be published with the family stories in some kind of catalogue or book. So that was what they were up to. Now, these activities actually helped them gauge a level of support for actually putting on a public exhibition. And so they presented a really interesting and informative Great War exhibition, an event that attracted residents and visitors to Creef of all ages and interests. In neighbouring Comrie, the heritage societies there held a village events too. Now, and these started off with all kinds of interest, but they had a small tea dance, which was very nice. And then they had a small display and exhibition on the glorious dead. They wanted to look at the people in the village who they know had given the ultimate sacrifice. They also had a larger event because of a man called John Craig. He was awarded the Victoria Cross in the Great War, and a commemorative paving stone was presented to the village on the 100th anniversary. This happened all over the country, and Comrie was one of two places in Perth and Kinross that got one of these paving stones. So this really was a big thing for Comrie, that this chap had been born and brought up there for a little while, and he'd moved away, but by the time of the war, he was awarded his Victoria Cross, and the commemorative paving stone was to come back to the place of his birth. So they created a really large event with dignitaries, local representatives. They got in pipe bands and choirs, and John Craig's family, because his family were invited to come along. The group members said, and I'll use their own words, they said it was an absolute honour to help organise this event for the local community. So that's quite interesting as well. Now, another project that we've talked about, and one that's been with us all the way along, was Perth Academy's Flowers of the Forest. And teacher Laura Hobson tells us a little bit more about this project, what they were doing.
The Flowers of the Forest project aimed to remember the fallen of Perth Academy. The school war memorial is a big presence in the school hall, so we felt it was important to commemorate the men and one woman named there. A committed group of pupils, myself and Dave Dykes, a retired tech teacher, came up with a simple plan to hold a ceremony on the date that the men had died 100 years later. This took the form of a short reading and the Ode to the Fallen. Sometimes we were able to secure a piper, and we even had members of the soldiers' family attend, along with other important guests. The project grew mainly thanks to the tireless research of Dave Dykes, and we were also able to put on a few other events, including Stories, Songs and Stories, where we had a soldier's family from Canada as our guests.
Now, another really interesting project was carried out by the staff at Pooler House, Perth, and here we have their project leader, David McPhee, to tell us all about it.
Between July 2016 and October 2018, as part of the World War I centenary commemorations, a group of volunteer researchers who currently or previously worked in Pooler House began looking into personal stories of the 61 men commemorated on the Pooler's War Memorial, supported by the Culture Perth and Kinross Local Studies Department. We wanted to bring the stories of those on the memorial who worked in Pooler's dye works 100 years ago back to life by sharing photos and their stories. We're continuing to share their stories on social media. We've established an annual Remembrance Day service at the memorial, and we hosted a special commemorative service and exhibition within Pooler House on the centenary of the War Memorial's unveiling in March 2020.
Other projects included work by Nancy Johnson for SAFA. Now, Nancy investigated the work done by the Soldiers and Sailors Family Association in Perthshire during World War I. And this was work that had never been undertaken before. So Nancy was really breaking new ground. And she's really delighted that her work has now contributed to the association having a tangible history of its own work in Perth and Kinross. That's really important that they know themselves what they did during the war. And this was something new. Nancy also told us that she developed her own skills in research over this time, and a real highlight for her and a new thing for her was giving presentations on her work to large groups of people. And Nancy herself cites this as an achievement for her, and she wrote down to us that being over 70 was no barrier to her learning these new skills, so that was great for Nancy. We also asked groups why they felt their project had been important to them. And here's Laura from Flowers of the Forest again.
The project was important because we wanted to make sure that these names were remembered and that something as important and unique as our school war memorial was brought to life in a meaningful way. This is a really big question, as there were so many things that the project brought to people, and it achieved more than we ever thought possible.
And David too tells us what the importance of the project was for the Pooler House crowd. Here he is, David.
At the outbreak of the First World War, over 500 men employed at Pooler's Dye Works enlisted to serve, with 61 paying the ultimate sacrifice. We felt it was important for this research to be undertaken, as Pooler's as an employer does not exist anymore, and whilst Pooler House is still used as a building by the council, many employees were unfamiliar with the history of the building and Pooler's as a major employer at the time. The sacrifice of these men should never be forgotten.
The Heritage Group in Comrie were asked why they thought their projects were important, and they said it had been because we wanted to help bring the village together to commemorate and remember. It's as simple as that. That was their quote. We wanted to help bring the village together to commemorate and remember. It's as simple as that. That's what they said. So that's wonderful. It was a really simple thing. They just wanted to bring folk together and give them some way to really honour a lasting memory. For many of the participants, this was a really big question, because although they felt compelled to do their own research or organise their events, and you know, they wanted to get stuck in and do something, and that felt important to them, obviously, for some people it's been really hard to quantify the importance. And Laura's just said that in her piece there, and they achieved more than they ever thought possible. So what they started off thinking was important has actually grown over time. And in actual fact, the effects, people have told us, might not be known right now. They might be future effects. And people in the groups were really aware of that, that there might be some real lasting legacy here, ways that they don't really know yet. We also wanted to know what people felt they'd gained from undertaking their project, whatever it was, how some people had fallen into it just by being interested in something like their local war memorial, and other folk who'd set out to with a real determination and a need to commemorate the centenary, and how had they found their project develop over time, and we wondered if this had led to them maybe learning new skills like Nancy, or perhaps it added, like I say, to their sense of well-being. And different ideas. And Laura and David, again, both have their own ideas on this, and I'll let them tell you in their own words what they thought.
In terms of the benefits and personal importance of the project, I'm always keen to bring the subject to life through personal stories and connections in the history classroom and beyond. A great example of this is when we visited the grave of one of the Perth Academy fallen in France with the battlefields trip. It turned out that a current pupil lived in the same house as this soldier, so she was able to take a piece of the house to the graveside. It was very moving and really made a clear connection for the pupils. For the pupils directly involved in the project, they were able to gain confidence in public speaking and gain lots of communication skills. The members of the group have all gone on to study university subjects as diverse as computing, history, art, and medicine. I am sure that their participation in the project was a big help in preparing them for their next steps. In class, I still use the research that Dave undertook to tell the stories of local lads to the pupils. It's such an invaluable resource that tells the story of the Great War in a unique and meaningful way.
Participants in our group found the whole experience deeply moving and personal as they got to know the soldiers and claim them as their own. Indeed, some were able to visit graves of the soldiers at Wells Hill Cemetery in Perth. There was, and still is, a sense of camaraderie amongst group members, and links have been made with St John's Football Club, who have two former players listed on the memorial and who are now represented at the annual Remembrance Day service, and Johnson's apparel master, who inherited some of the Pooler's archive. We also made contact with a number of relatives of our soldiers. We benefited greatly from the expertise of the staff at Culture Perth and Kinross Local Studies Department in assisting us with our research. We believe our project has given these men a fitting and lasting legacy.
Thanks for listening. We'll be back soon with another podcast. Don't forget to like, subscribe and share this podcast with your friends. And if you're able to support Culture Perth and Kinross in any way, please consider donating to our Book Heroes campaign. A link to this campaign can be found on our website and in the show notes. Thanks again.